Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 85 in the book of Revelation. Today's title is, You Are My Carnelian Jewel. Now, let me start with the story. If you go to New York City and you walk up Fifth Avenue and you get to about 81st Street and you turn left, you're going to find the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And if you go in there, it's free. You're going to find various treasures. And some of them are from far away. And some of them are from long ago. And both of those things, the distance and their preciousness, emphasize how valuable they are. Well, one of the things that's there is an ancient civilization exhibit. It's an Assyrian exhibit about a culture and an empire way before Jesus. This is actually about 2500 BC it started, which was basically the time of Abraham. So it's literally an exhibit about Abraham's people, about Abraham's, heart group, his people group. It's one of the greatest empires that the world has ever known. And they found a burial site there. So literally they found the crown of the king at this burial site. And in it, in the burial site, are precious things. Now, there are things you would expect in a king's crown. One is like gold and inlaid wood from the area. Well, adorned on that crown is a beautiful red stone, which is carnelian. Now, here's the critical geographical point to this story, is carnelian is found nowhere near Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia is basically Iraq, where the Euphrates River is, and carnelian is found in Brazil or India or Russia. Essentially, there's a couple places in the world you can find it, but none of them are near Iraq. All the potential sources are thousands of miles away. So think about this. The king went to the farthest distance of the earth, farthest reaches of the known earth, and obtained the most valuable gems from that place. So he got the most valuable thing from the most distant place. So he's trying to say, hey, I'm a great king. I possess the impossible. I went to the greatest distance to get the most valuable thing. Well, we find the same thing today, I think, in Revelation chapter 21. And the walls of the heavenly kingdom are jewels, and they may represent the people that the Lord went great distance to get and paid the dearest price to say, it might be these jewels, might be the Lord saying, I went to the greatest distance to get you. Here it is, Revelation 21, verse 18. The wall was built of jasper, while the city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, and wait for it, the sixth carnelian. The seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. That's it for the reading today. Some of those jewels, we don't even know what they are, actually. But I want to take you back to Exodus chapter 28. And Aaron, the brother of Moses, is getting ready to go serve in the temple. And he's going to represent the people to the Lord. And the Lord says, wear these holy garments. And he has this undergarment as you stand before the Lord, bringing the people. He says, he's going to make a breastplate, and he's going to wear an ephod, which is like a robe kind of a thing. And on the ephod, you shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, and they're like signets on his shoulders. And Aaron, verse 12, and Aaron shall bear the names before the Lord on his two shoulders. So Aaron literally carries the people of God on his shoulders as he goes in before the Lord. And then over the top of that, he puts on this breastplate. And there, specifically, the 12 tribes are represented by 12 gems on this breastplate as he goes in before the Lord. So my point is that this might not be the first time that the people of God are represented by jewels. So wouldn't it be cool that the people of God, are jewels, and they're valuable. We know the people of God are really precious because he paid the blood of his son. You, the people, are redeemed. And what makes you valuable? Well, two things. same things as the, as this king here, is the distance that the Lord went to get you. He went to the land of sin, to the land of rebellion, to the land of enemies to get you, and then the price that he paid to redeem you, which was Jesus. So like the king represented in this jeweled crown from Mesopotamia, the Lord may be saying, my crown and the crown of this place, the heavenly kingdom, is made up of the most valuable things. I traded my most precious thing, the life of my son, for the jewel that is you. And wouldn't it be cool if similarly the jewels loosely represent, or maybe literally represent, the people, and the various jewels represent the various people groups of all the distances that the Lord went. So the Lord might be saying, I gave something valuable for you. I went far for you. So the king is saying at the Met Museum, the king is saying, hey, I possess the impossible. I possess carnelian. I went far and wide to get it. And perhaps the Lord is saying, I also possess the impossible. What's that? It's you. What I did here is spiritually impossible. I got people from far away, people, humans, from these crazy places, and I'm the most glorious king because I gathered them into my kingdom. So in conclusion, when Aaron went before the Lord in his tabernacle, he went dressed with the tribes of Israel on his outer garments and his inner garments, and both were jewels inscribed literally and figuratively with the names of the people of God. And in this revelation time, in this future time, at this moment in biblical history, we find out too that, hey, the people of God are still precious. They came at great, or the Lord came at great distance to get them from unholiness to holiness, and they came at great price, which is the value of his son. And now the people of God are with God in his wonderful heaven on earth. So I don't know if this is exactly true. Nobody knows what these jewels exactly represent. But wouldn't it be fantastic if the jewels are reminders and representations of the value of people that the Lord has brought into his kingdom, that they are his treasure from various people, and these jewels picture various people and the treasure that they are to him. So specifically, let's end on carnelian today. Wouldn't it be amazing if you, listener of this podcast, are the carnelian jewel in the city of God? Wouldn't it be cool if the Lord is saying, you are precious. He went far to get you, and you were bought with a great price. You are one of the treasures in his kingdom. Thanks for listening.